This is Morning Edition, and you're listening to GPB. I'm Josh with Stewart. Working long hours seems like the norm in our ever-connected society. You may put in 10 or 12 hours in a day, go home, and then do email or other work late into the evening. Sure, you seem dedicated, but could you actually be doing better work by working less? Our working expert, Brandon Smith, joins me again to talk about how much is too much. Hello.
Hello.
So you come in early, you stay late. Are you showing your dedication, or are you just burning yourself out?
You and I have talked in the past about work-life balance. And we talk about, you know, it's important for your relationships and your emotional health and your physical health. That aside, working long hours is actually really, really bad for your career.
Bad for your career.
Bad for your career. Let me give you a great story. This was from a client that I was working with. So she works for a large university, and she's been working at least 12-hour days, if not more, 6 days a week. She counted in one of the weeks, she was in meetings 40 hours that week. They have a new kind of accounting system. She's the person who kind of knows that system inside and out. So any problems, she's the person who goes there.
So here's the thing. She's indispensable. That doesn't seem like that's going to be bad for her career.
Could she move up?
Well, I suppose she can't. She's stuck, right?
Is she right? Right? Because, I mean, if you really think about it, it's like, gosh, if they move her up, who's going to do that job? So when we work those long hours, we tend to get so far down deep in one thing where we own it that they can't promote us because we're too needed. So that's one. What might be another issue that you can think of?
Maybe your work's not as good because you're spending too much time doing it.
Yeah, working crazy long hours, right? So it's difficult to concentrate. Research has shown that, you know, if you can work in breaks, work tends to be higher quality, but there's a threshold. And you go over that threshold, the work quality drops. Productivity drops, right? So you're working more, but getting done less. You really don't have more capacity, right? It's not like they can give you more responsibility. I know some companies that if they find their high potentials, the people they want to promote up, if they see them working too much, they'll tell them, you've got to find ways to get that off your plate because we cannot give you more stuff.
So it's bad for your career, but you're stuck. What can you do to get unstuck or to avoid this in the first place?
Mandate and migrate. That's my little phrase. So you set those boundaries. And we've talked about boundaries before. Boundaries are so important to us in our life. So you set the boundary. You say to your boss, you know, I know I've been really overseeing this accounting system, and that's great. And I want to be able to keep supporting that, but I would like to move on to bigger things. And I think it's better to train others who know how to use this system. So I'm going to give it a deadline of 12 months. And at that point, I want to migrate this off my plate. Mandate, migrate. So you have that conversation.
In other words, you have a mandate and then you find a way to migrate that elsewhere.
You set that boundary and then you work to either delegate or train.
Okay, so how else can we get out of this?
Tell the boss how many hours you're working. Have that conversation with the boss and say, did you realize I went to 40 hours of meetings last week? You collaborate with your boss to prioritize and establish what needs to get done. And then the last thing you can do, and I would encourage everyone to do this, is set blackout times in your day where you don't do email, you don't do work. Maybe that's dinner time, you know, from the hours of 7 to 8 or 6 to 9, whatever. You know, you're going to have dinner, put your kids to bed. You're not going to do work.
Brandon Smith spends a few minutes most Fridays helping us work smarter instead of harder. He's a workplace coach and career expert. Have a nice weekend.
I am looking forward to it.
Read more from Brandon on his blog at gpb.org. You can also tweet us with your questions or topic ideas at the WP Therapist and at JStu News.